So, what do you make of this proposal? It's a $400+ million proposal to increase teacher salaries by a pretty significant amount. With the choice of you get the raise or you get tenure, one or the other. But it's paid for with a couple of different cuts. First of all, class sizes will not be reduced after all
for second and third grade.
Second and third graders, right? And then significant cuts to teaching assistants as well. So,
yeah, it's about half of the funding that we get for teaching assistants, which in Chapel Hill Carrboro, it will be a cut of about $2 million out of that line item. And we don't have, I mean, obviously the board hasn't had a chance to talk about it, but it's, I can't see any way that we can, you know, make that up in the current environment.
So that's effectively saying teacher assistants in Chapel Hill Carrboro would have to lose their jobs then.
I mean, there are other areas that we can certainly look at, depending on, I mean, we currently have a, you know, proposal to the county commissioners that's not fully funded. So, you know, we've got to deal with those cuts. And there are teacher assistants on the list for as one possible reaction if we don't get full funding from that.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I don't know where else you get it from. Obviously, second and third grade, very critical time. You know, they like to say, you know, up to third grade, you learn to read. After third grade, you read to learn.
Yep.
And so if we don't get that second and third grade work done well, we're really harming students for the rest of their lives.
So what is the role, and for those of us who don't know, and I personally don't know, I went through elementary school and didn't have a teacher assistant. So what's the role of a teacher assistant in the classroom, especially second and third grade? How important is that position?
It is a, you know, we're talking about classes of 20, 22 kind of kids who have a variety of needs. We like to have a diverse student body. We like to represent that in each classroom. And so, therefore, it's incumbent upon the teacher to be able to deliver instruction, differentiated instruction to all of those different learners in that classroom.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher assistant gives the ability for those teachers to divvy up the class into smaller groups. You know, maybe overseeing the students while they're doing a particular project or assignment while the teacher is delivering instruction to other students. So it really benefits all the students in the room because they can get some level of personalized instruction.
And with the absence of the TA, that personalized instruction would be a lot harder to deliver, I assume.
Absolutely. Or you've got to, you know, kind of give worksheets and let kids go off on their own and deal with it and struggle by themselves, and that's not what we want.
So the trade-off here, the bargain, is that the cuts to TAs are being used to pay for the proposal that comes out of the Senate for teacher pay increases and sort of the half restoration of tenure as well. But what's your take on that? I mean, how one of the things that we've been talking about and have for years now is the extent to which low salaries for teachers in North Carolina, relatively low, are driving teachers to leave for other states or in some cases leave the profession altogether. What's the impact? What do you see as being the impact of this proposal? And there's a lot more adjustments that need to be made, but assuming this proposal goes through, which it won't in its current form, but assuming this proposal goes through, what do you see as being the impact?
There are many impacts. Certainly it's good news that they recognize that this is the level of pay that we need for our teachers across the board. You know, putting 11% in across the board is a great move that gets us much closer to the national average and is where we were, you know, 10 years ago relative to the rest of the country. So that, in theory, you know, helps stop the bleeding for our teachers. Whether it's a good deal for them to give up their career status rights, which the courts have deemed are a constitutional right that teachers have, I don't know. I'm not qualified to make that judgment. I think teachers have to make that call for themselves about whether one is worth more to them than the other. I hate that they're put in that position because the two things are not related.
Mm-hmm.
Career status is a form of job protection. It's not a job for life. It's not tenure like we think of in the university system. It is a protection that there's a process that has to be followed if you want to let a teacher go. If you have a bad teacher that we want to get rid of, and we do from time to time, all, you know, great work that our HR department does, and, you know, hiring great people and training them and supporting them, but from time to time, you know, something has to change. Mm-hmm. And so these due process rights are there to make sure that those things aren't just done on a whim, that mm-hmm. they're not, you know, the teachers are free to stand up in front of the school board and make impassioned pleas about things that we've decided that they disagree with. Mm-hmm. I mean, we certainly have that happen a lot in Chapel Hill, and I support that. I want to hear what they have to say and not them to feel scared that they're going to lose their job on a sort of arbitrary non-renewal basis every year.
We're speaking with James Barrett, Chapel Hill Carver City School Board. I know, and I'm not sure if we've reported on this yet on WCHL at least, but yesterday a lot of I think Carver High School students went to Raleigh with signs and demonstrating in support of teachers and teacher salaries at the General Assembly. Have you heard from teachers at all on this proposal? What I mean, it's a serious trade-off, especially for the second and third grade teachers who get a salary increase and lose their teaching assistant. So how are they reacting?
The ones that I've heard from have been, you know, not happy. I mean, yeah. it is a trade-off that they don't want to have to be put in the position of making. But, I mean, the trade-off that they're making today is they're moving out of state, right? So many teachers, not all teachers, but many teachers are deciding that they need the money, and so therefore they'll move to another state. So I certainly, you know, I support that we've got the additional salary. I want to say one other thing from an impact perspective that the board is going to care about, and again, we haven't talked about this, but it's going to be important, is that when the state raises the base salary, we have, of our local money that we get from the county, there's almost $50 million that we take of that local taxes and put it right in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And that supports additional teachers beyond what the state pays for, additional TAs, mm-hmm. and as well as our local supplement. All of those
things. And that local money has been critical in the last couple of years, especially with TAs, I remember.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we've used that to prop up our TAs that the state cut last year in particular. Mm-hmm. All those things are based on percentages. So if the base salary, if the state says we're going to pay 11% more, that $50 million pot that we have probably goes, and Dr. LaFreeze hasn't come up with a number quite yet, but it goes up multiple millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of planned for a 3% increase. That was a 1.5. There's a $1.5 million request in our current budget mm-hmm. request. It's not funded again, but it's a request to it's our local portion of expenses that go up when the state raises the base salary. Mm-hmm. So that's based on about a 3% plan. Now we're at 11%. I have no idea where that money's going to come from. I mean, I don't think the county commissioners are going to give us another, you know, $3 million or whatever it turns out to be. And so, you know, there's going to have to be cuts elsewhere, a trade-off again having to be made because we want to do the right thing for teachers.
All right. James Barrett, Chapel Hill Carver City School Board. Obviously, a lot to say on the state level before the state budget is finalized, and then you've got a lot of work to do after that.
So oh, absolutely.
I envy you not at all. All right, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.